With Montana News, I'm Corin Cades Carney. Ground was broken today for an updated outpatient veterans clinic in Missoula. Critics have complained that Western Montana veterans have had to make do with an undersized clinic. As Edward O'Brien reports, that's about to change.
At over 52,000 energy-efficient square feet, Missoula's brand new VA facility will be a much larger upgrade over the existing CBOC. CBOC, that's government shorthand for Community-Based Outpatient Clinic. The new David J. Thatcher VA clinic, named for the decorated Montanan who participated in the 1942 Doolittle raid on Japan, will now have 154% more space than the existing clinic. When it opens late next year, the new $3 million center will offer primary care, mental health, and specialty care services. Montana U.S. Senator John Tester attended Friday's groundbreaking ceremony just east of Missoula International Airport. Tester, a Democrat, is the ranking member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee.
It's been a long time coming, but it's good it's come. The veterans in Western Montana are going to be able to take advantage of this place and get the health care they've earned, and I think that's a real positive thing. I think it also helps from a recruitment standpoint, being able to get the docs and the nurses and the management people we need here. So it's a win-win all the way around.
Montana's Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines says Missoula's upgraded Thatcher Clinic will also be much more convenient.
For veterans, they have to go all the way to Fort Harrison for care. I think the ability here to have this now one of the best facilities in Montana right here in Missoula, as well as the telemedicine capabilities, which is really important for our veterans, especially when you think of a state like Montana with the challenges of our roads and winter driving.
Executive Director of the VA Montana Healthcare System, Dr. Judy Heyman, says the new facility will provide state-of-the-art healthcare to Montana veterans. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.